Michael Steele, the chairman of the Republican National Committee, former. All that about the Maryland primary, which is now 1 hour old.
That's right. It's on the way. Go vote. Cast your ballot. It's 8 o'clock.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Polls are open in Maryland on this primary day 2016, and Maryland voters are casting ballots this year in a new way that's not really all that new.
Gone are those touch screens, going back to the new old-fashioned way, pencil and paper.
You're going to have a paper ballot with ovals next to the candidates' names. You'll fill out the oval completely next to the candidate of your choice. You'll walk it over to a scanner, and that's where the vote gets tabulated.
Montgomery County's Marjorie Rohrer says instead of uploading 15 or 20 sets of data from each precinct, each vote gets digitally copied and kept in a database.
This is our first election with this equipment, so we don't know what's actually going to happen until we do it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is the favorite to win big in the five primaries today, including the one in Maryland. Meanwhile, the purported John Kasich-Ted Cruz alliance to stop Trump has not gone unnoticed by the Trump campaign.
Could the Cruz-Kasich deal actually work? I talked to a Trump campaign advisor who said Kasich pulling out of Indiana could help Cruz and hurt the GOP frontrunner in that critical state. All day long on Monday, Trump has been making the case that this political marriage of sorts just proves that Cruz and Kasich simply aren't the best suitors for the GOP.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. On the Democratic side, today's expected to be another good day for Hillary Clinton as she could all but shut the door on Bernie Sanders.
Now, if you want a sense of how Sanders and Clinton think they'll do today, take a look at where they're going tonight. Hillary Clinton will be just down the road here in Philadelphia holding an election night event in a state where she's leading by double digits. Bernie Sanders will have already moved on holding an event in West Virginia. But Sanders says that he will fight until the very end. And in fact, it looks like he'll have the money and the support to do just that.
Correspondent Chris Freites. Metro says it was not a power cable problem that caused a Saturday night fire on the Red Line tracks. Faulty power cables have been the source of two recent fires, but in this case, Metro says Saturday's incident near the Friendship Heights station was likely caused by part of a rail car becoming loose and touching the electrified third rail. No one was injured. A professor at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis has been removed from his teaching position in an unfolding sex scandal. Major Michael Priedis allegedly took part in a threesome in 2011 with a fellow Marine and a female midshipman. It all happened before he began teaching. Texas prosecutors say they'll likely make an announcement today regarding a local grand jury's decision indicting former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel on allegations that he attacked his ex-girlfriend. Northern Virginia's been struggling with a heroin epidemic, and that's prompting one county to arm first responders with a life-saving drug.
Loudoun County has a heroin problem. 35 heroin overdoses in 2015. So far this year, 14.
We're trying to address it on a number of areas: enforcement, education, prevention.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Robert Buckman with the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. The office plans to expand a program aimed at saving lives.
We're expanding our Narcan program to the entire county. Every patrol deputy and first responder eventually will be outfitted with Narcan.
Narcan, also known as naloxone, reverses the effects of a heroin or opioid overdose. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the NASDAQ at 48.96. Sports a night off for the Nationals. They'll open a home series with the Phillies tonight. In Florida, the O's lose to the Rays. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Meet Peter Max at Wentworth Gallery this Saturday. Visit wentworthgallery.com for more information.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The ride in from the west, 66, almost, yeah, it's back to Gainesville now. From Gainesville, pushing through Manassas, Centerville toward 123. Now along the way in Manassas, had two separate incidents reported in that sun glare not helping. Off of the Greenway and onto the toll road slow. It's south on 28 out of Sterling, heavy to push down to the toll road as well. On Route 7 in Lansdowne, had the earlier crash. Eastbound 7 just past the Claiborne Parkway. Still some remnants there at last check. Was on the shoulder there. They were waiting for a tow truck. Heading through the district, westbound side of Southeast Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's where we've had our second incident of the morning. This one a crash. Big delays off of each direction of DC 295 and absolutely at a crawl. Suitland Parkway. This gets you too because you're trying to merge into the backups. Those delays are back before you get to Route 5. Top side of the Maryland Beltway and our solid lineup column. College Park to Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Frontal system bringing us a chance of showers and storms today. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy and warmer with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. Some could be severe. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler, mid-60s Wednesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Manassas, 66 in Waldorf, 67 degrees in Washington. John Kasich says he's not desperate. The Trump campaign is. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, it's 8:07 on WMAL where Washington comes to talk on this big Maryland primary day. 1 hour into the voting. How's it going so far? All right, excellent. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Ben Jealous, former president of the NAACP and now heading up the Sanders effort in Maryland. That'll be fun. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, he of CNBC, will be our guest. My name is Larry O'Connor, and the very tall man standing next to me, sitting next to me, yeah, is Brian. I'm sorry.
I'm tall even when you're sitting I'm tall.
Exactly.
I can't help it.
Though. Is Brian Wilson. Mike McKay towers over all of us, you Vietnam veteran. It's 8:08. This morning on Maryland primary day. Brian, have you voted yet?
Yes.
Did you absentee it or did you?
I absenteed because, you know, when you work in the news business, you never know what's going to happen. So I
yes.
You
know, yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. See, now I'm a rookie. I don't know that. This is going to be my first opportunity and I will be voting later this morning.
Yeah. And listen, here, one thing I want to do. If you're arriving at a voting place right now in Maryland and you're within the sound of my voice, I want you to give me a call and tell me what you're seeing. I mean, I want to know what kind of turnout. By initial indications, pretty heavy turnout already. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We'd love to know what you're seeing.
And roll down the windows and turn us up really loud so all the voters standing in line can hear us.
That's right. Hey, you voters over there. All right, so look, let's talk about the situation in Maryland right now. If the polls are correct, and we'll know, you know, before long tonight, whether or not they are. It's going to be a pretty good day in the state of Maryland for Donald Trump, and it's going to be a pretty good day for Hillary Clinton. Both are expected to do well if the polls are correct. Polling has been a little weird in Maryland. It always is. I don't know why, but it's a lot widely expected that will be the case. And there's an interesting national poll, by the way, out that it's different from all the other polls. There's a George
Washington. An outlier, as it were.
Yeah, it's an outlier, except that I have a lot of respect for these two pollsters. Mm-hmm. It's done by Ed Goad and Celinda Lake, people that have been around this town for a long time, and their reputation is pretty good. 1,000 registered voters, and it also included some mobile phone calls, which is, you know, sometimes that's hard.
That sounds pretty thorough. 1,000 is a large sample.
It's a large sample.
Kind of thing?
And that they got at the mobile phone vote and were able to just get a sample of that. That sounds pretty interesting. And it differs, and anyway, this is a national poll, and it differs from the other polls because it shows that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump in a national matchup only by 3 points.
Well, that's a statistical dead heat.
Well, in fact, the margin of error is 3.1%.
Well, there you go.
So that basically, that poll shows it. within the margin of error, very, very, very tight.
So you know how skeptical I am of polls, Brian,
yes,
especially national polls. And I looked at this poll quite a bit yesterday, and I assumed it was an outlier. But here's one thing about it that suggests that it isn't an outlier, because they also did a whole thing on the negative versus positive favorability thing, right? And on favorables and unfavorables, this poll is exactly in sync with the last five other national polls.
I know that.
So how can it be in sync with
in
those
areas,
issues, but not with the Trump versus Clinton thing?
Hey, Garth in Annapolis is on the line right now and just voted. Garth, how were the lines over in Maryland? Curious to know.
Zero. No wait.
You just walked right in.
Right. And the new paper ballots, if they tear a corner, your vote doesn't get scanned and you got to do it again.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. All right. Yeah. Don't tear the card. All right. Thank you.
Listen, thank you so
party
much.
Party on, Garth.
Yeah, Garth. Benny in Potomac just voted. So how's it looking over in Potomac this morning, Benny?
Well, here at the it's the voting place at the corner of Gainesboro, Bellsmill, the local elementary school there, and I walk right in. There wasn't there were more judges than voters so far.
Huh.
That's all right.
Same thing. So far,
yeah.
So far, not a lot happening.
And of course, now you voted in the Republican primary, right?
I sure did. I tell you what, there was I saw one giant Frank Howard sign, one Trump sign, and that was it. Usually, there's like a million signs for everybody, not a single Sanders or. Kind of weird.
All right. Listen, that's thank you for that, Benny. Appreciate it.
You know, he mentions Frank Howard. It is interesting in that congressional district, the one that the last time we saw a race there, that it was Dan Bongino running for the Republican.
Right.
Remember, and he came in a whisker from winning in 2014. Frank Howard was Dan Bongino's part of his campaign apparatus at the beginning of that campaign, and now we've heard here on WMAL Bongino endorsing Frank Howard. I wonder if that'll be a difference maker. Our buddy Dan is such a beloved figure there.
I don't know. Becky in Newmarket has just voted. What did it look like for you there, Becky? What was going on in Newmarket?
Well, we had a much higher turnout than I normally see when I vote at this time of the day.
Okay.
There were cars all the way. No lines whatsoever. They were handling it. The paper ballot wasn't a big deal. Fill in your box.
All right. Sounds like it was heavier than normal, but no problems. You got through pretty quickly.
All right. Good to know.
That's really good to know. And how about Andrew and Frederick? Just voted. What do you say, Andrew? What did you see?
There was maybe two other people there. And it looked like they were just standing around. I don't know if they were actually voting. Like everyone else said, there was more judges. But we had to use paper ballots. Did anybody else mention anything about that?
Yeah,
today?
We've been talking about that this morning.
And I asked him, I said, why are we using paper ballots? And the one of the judges on the Democratic side goes, oh, it's because the Republicans have too many candidates.
Nah. All right. I don't
know if that's the reason.
I don't think that's it at all. Hey, over in Waldorf now on the Eastern Shore, that they're supposed to have, that'd be heavy Republican area over there. So, Dennis, what did you see when you voted?
I thought maybe they moved my voting place because I was the only car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Nobody was standing around. Walked right in, voted. When I walked out, there were like three other people.
Wow.
Yeah. See, now this is
a trend now.
Yeah, it does seem to be a trend, but I'm not reading too much into that because you know why? People have been able to vote now for a long time, and a lot of people did early voting on this, I think.
But wasn't that the case in 2014 and 2012?
That's true.
I don't remember, unless people are really getting into the habit of doing that now.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Peter at College Park, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Peter.
Good morning.
What did you see?
Pretty steady line. I voted Ritchie Coliseum at the University of Maryland, but I just wanted to put a warning out that the University of Maryland has not provided enough parking places, and they are issuing $30 tickets.
That's a parking. That's a poll tax.
That's right. We can't have that.
That's ridiculous.
Well, all right.
Next, they're going to ask us to show a photo ID.
But you got through pretty easily once you found a place to park, right?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you get a ticket?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
So, because you wanted to exercise your right to vote, you got penalized. That's just not right.
Yeah, there should be free parking for people to vote in a place.
I think you should send that in with a note saying, I was there to vote, and I shouldn't have to pay just because I went to vote.
Loretta Lynch will take up your cause, Peter.
That's right.
Maybe they should give me a free cup of coffee. I don't know.
All right.
You're aiming too low here, Peter.
All right.
We're trying to help you out. We got a multi-million-dollar lawsuit.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how this all turns out. Yep. I mean, across the board, what we're hearing is if you want to vote, you shouldn't have any trouble getting through the line.
So far, at least. So far. And don't rip your paper ballot.
Don't rip your paper ballot.
And if you don't like the paper ballot, it's all the Republicans'
fault. And if you go to College Park, be sure you park legally.
All right.
Or you'll get a ticket.
But just call Brian. He'll give you a ride.
That's right. You've gotten the entire, right there.
He'll trap you off.
Because this is where Washington comes to talk. You've gotten all of that good advice. It is now 8:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
There's Jamie Whitten.
Hello. Virginia on 28 in Centerville. Boy, we're struggling still. Head northbound, not just to get to 66, but north of 66 with the crash. So that's why it's a continuous backup. And then watch for westbound 66, slow to merge onto that exit to go north on 28. That's the scoop there. 66 east into that sun glare, jammed out of Gainesville, most of the way up toward the Vienna Metro. Off the Greenway and onto the toll road, slowing. Had a crash on the Loudoun County Parkway near Evergreen Mills Road, but boy, seeing 606 very slow at Loudoun County Parkway. Let's go Maryland, heading into Crofton. They're still doing accident investigation and closed, as it has been the entire rush hour. Southbound Route 3 at 424 Davidsonville Road. You're being detoured, and delays are back to Route 32. So plan in advance. You don't want to get caught up in that backup. Stick with 32 down to 50. Northbound 3 open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for rain today. Widely scattered afternoon showers, thunderstorms possible. Even a severe thunderstorm is possible, 87. Scattered evening showers are still possible, and even again, some of them may be severe, a low near 55. Be weather aware today. Weather aware is the key words. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler, a high of 64. Thursday in the mid-60s. Friday's in the low 60s. Saturday and Sunday in the low 70s. I do see mention of a possible shower on Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 66. Degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The Washington Capitol Boating Show is this weekend under the big tent at Prince William Arena. See new Sea Rays, Bayliners, and Scout fishing boats, used and brokerage boats from 16 to 70 feet. Local marinas and vendors, admission is free. One block off I-95 and exit 160. Details at pwmarina.com.
Joining us right now at 8:17 on WMAL is Ben Jealous. He's heading up the Ben Sanders campaign in Maryland. Of course, primary day here in Maryland, so all eyes are on the Democrats as well as the Republicans. And also, by the way, Ben Jealous, former president of the NAACP. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Jealous.
It is good to be here. It's good to be here.
So tell me about Bernie Sanders' prospects in Maryland, because the conventional wisdom inside the Beltway suggests that this has always been a very strong Clinton state.
Look, this is a very strong Clinton state, absolutely. With that said, I think we will do much better here than we've done, frankly, south of the Mason-Dixon. And we will pick up more delegates than people thought possible, 6-8 weeks ago. I mean, we've run a very strong campaign, and our goal here, of course, at the end of the day, is to pick up as many delegates, as many votes as possible, so that we go into this. We head towards June 7th in as strong a position as possible.
Right.
This campaign, it will really all come down to the showdown in California. If you look beyond Maryland tonight, we may surprise people in Pennsylvania. We may surprise them in Connecticut with actual wins. But I think here in Maryland, we will surprise people with how strong we finish. Clinton, as you know, was supposed to have this sewn up months ago, and it just hasn't happened.
And if I may, after California, of course, you're going to head to Philadelphia for the convention. And, there's a lot of talk about a floor fight and a contested convention on the Republican side. But when you look at the Democrats and you look at those superdelegates, all, higher ups, party cronies, all pretty much lining up for Hillary Clinton. I mean, is it fair to say, Ben Jealous, that the Democrat side is sort of rigged for Hillary?
Well, look, I think it's bad form, and I really doubt that in future years we will see superdelegates do what they did this year and come out months in advance of the primaries talking about, who had their support. Mm. The reality is that all of them are rooted in states, and they need to respect the voters in their state. We're called the Democratic Party for a reason, which is that we actually believe in democracy. And it's been a bit profane. It was profane in 2008, but they all ultimately switched and caught up with the popular vote. This year, some of them seem like they're intent on digging in their heels no matter what. And that leaves a lot of Democrats with a sick feeling in their stomach. So I think you're going to see a real reform of the superdelegate system. You might recall, 30 years ago almost, 1988, there were real reforms of the superdelegate process, and then it was undone just a couple years later. The folks who are in power, the establishment likes to hold on to their power no matter what. But they're going to get a real challenge this year, no matter who ends up winning the most earned delegates. And that's the important thing to keep in mind. Right now, this is all about who gets the most pledged delegates, who gets the most non-superdelegate delegates, because neither one of these candidates is going to cinch it up. We've been so strong that Hillary has no way of getting to the majority needed to sew it up without superdelegates, just as we don't. And that's why this will go down through California, and that's why, frankly, picking up every delegate we can here in Maryland today will be so important. Like I said, we will pick up more than anybody thought was possible just even 3 or 4 weeks ago.
But the conventional wisdom is that Hillary Clinton is going to be able to cinch this up ere long, and that Bernie, the path for Bernie is really, really difficult. And so is the whole strategy now of the Bernie Sanders campaign, gather as many delegates as you can, stay in the race, and hope for a Hillary Clinton meltdown, maybe in the form of some kind of indictment regarding the email scandal?
Look, we would never hope for that meltdown, and it's we frankly have stayed away from talking about the possibility. Certainly, lots of other folks are out there talking about it, but the reality is that we've always had a steep path. They have told us that our campaign was a joke from the very beginning. They told us that Hillary would win in a walk from the very beginning. None of those predict, and every week that I've been in a different state for Bernie Sanders now, of course, I'm back home in Maryland, but all the other states I've been in were supposed to be the week that we were done, that we were finished, that they would wipe the floor with us, and it's never quite happened. And now we're in a place where the only way that she can get to a majority is with super delegates, and it's the same for us. We're going to fight for every delegate we can possibly get tonight here in Maryland. We'll do what we do and show up at the state convention and fight for as many as we can get there. And we still see a path at this point to exceeding her in pledged delegates by the time that we get through California. So at the end of the day, we will do it this year what Hillary Clinton did in 2008. We will fight until the very end.
I have one more question that has to do with, what's likely to happen to the Bernie support. I mean, they are very loyal, and they're very motivated, and they're very energized, and they love Bernie Sanders. I've been to some of the rallies. I've witnessed it firsthand. And I'm wondering, they don't seem to have any enthusiasm whatsoever for Hillary Clinton. Do you wonder what will happen to those people who have been so enthusiastic in their support of Bernie Sanders if indeed Hillary does clinch the nomination? Will they support the Democratic nominee, or are they going to sit on their hands, as I suspect?
Look, I think most of them will support the Democratic nominee, but you can't really control activism, especially, and you can't control young activists. You can only lead them, and she will have to step up and be willing to lead the activist wing of our party should she get the nomination. And she frankly has done, had a lot of faux pas that weren't necessary that will make that tough. The insulting repeatedly of Black Lives Matter activists by her down Miss Ashley, in the South Carolina primary, Bill in the Pennsylvania primary, the assaulting of the Greenpeace activists, all those things make it hard for her to be trusted by the activist wing of her party, and she's going to have to actually step up, frankly, apologize and shift and show that she is committed to being a true progressive. When you're out there talking about a $12 minimum wage when the base of the party is demanding 15, frankly, you're going to have to change key parts of your platform if you want to lead the activist wing of this party.
I've only got 30 seconds left, Ben Jealous, but you're a prominent African-American, obviously, a president of NAACP here in Maryland. I'd love for you to chime in on the Donna Edwards-Chris Van Hollen race in Maryland today.
Very quickly.
In that primary. We're almost out of time.
Oh, yeah, sure, and real quick, I'm the former national president and CEO of the association, but the Donna has my backing, frankly, because she's the only one who stood up to these bad trade deals. Chris is a great guy. He's a friend. But on trade, we're on opposite sides. He's always in a small group, about 30 Democrats, who sign up with the Republicans. And these trade deals have gutted cities like Baltimore, where my family's from. And so it's just, given the choice, Donna has won my vote.
Thank you, sir. Marylander Ben Jealous here on Maryland.
We appreciate you joining us.
8:24 on WMAL Traffic and Weather in 1 minute.
These guys.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you serious about selling your home? You need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you both agree upon, or guess what? He will buy it outright. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises. Some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. With over 9,000 buyers lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah needed to sell, help her mother downsize, and look to Frank Prindle to help sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer, you ready? 42% above the list. That's amazing. All agents are not the same. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
8:25 now WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning rush hour. Boy, we're in full force here. Let's go 395 northbound. Right as you come off of 95, solid to go over the 14th Street Bridge into town. You know the drill with that. That flows each direction of the George Washington Parkway to get up onto the 14th Street Bridge, Washington Boulevard, 110, and that corridor also quite slow. Had a crash in the southbound 3rd Street Tunnel. They cleared it, but now I'm looking at commuters coming off of inbound New York Avenue. You make that turn to head to the tunnel. I see an arrow board blocking the right lane of 2. That's not helping us. All right, let's get you onto the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. After the 3rd Street Tunnel, had two earlier incidents. DDOT tells me they've cleared them both, but big delays continue each direction off of 295. In fact, northbound delays back near the Beltway. And a quick reminder again in Maryland on Route 3, shut down with accident investigation. So if you head into Crofton, southbound 3, before Davidsonville Road, you can't get through. They have a detour set up. Delays back near 32. You might want to take 32 as your option. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 67 degrees at 827.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Built for business.
In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
It's time. The time. When players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow from CNBC. It's now 8:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Experts have predicted a brisk turnout in today's Maryland primary. Anecdotally, WMAL Mornings on the Mall listeners are not seeing long lines yet.
Zero. No wait.
Go there and I walk right in. There were more judges than voters.
I thought maybe they moved my voting place because I was the only car in the parking lot.
There was maybe two other people there. And it looked like they were just standing around. I don't know if they were actually voting.
Polls opened at 7 this morning. They'll be open until 8 tonight. Stay with WMAL for election night updates throughout the evening. As to who's expected to do well today?
Donald Trump is favored in Tuesday's Republican contests. John Kasich said his anti-Trump deal with Ted Cruz was motivated by fear for the future of the GOP.
If we don't win, we lose the Supreme Court. We lose the United States Senate. We're going to lose races from the courthouse to the state house.
While Cruz questioned Trump's image as a D.C. outsider.
The entire Trump campaign is run by Washington lobbyists. It is the Washington cartel. Donald is the system.
Trump called on both men to quit.
They have no path. They're mathematically out.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
On the Democratic side, it's expected to be Hillary Clinton's day again.
Over 400 Democratic delegates are in play in the five states where voters are heading to the polls today. The biggest prize? Here in Pennsylvania. When you include the superdelegates, this heavily populated state will send 210 delegates in total to the convention. They won't have to go far. It's in Philadelphia this summer. That explains why Clinton and Sanders spent a lot of time here in recent weeks.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,977, the NASDAQ at 48,96. Sports, the Nats had the night off. They take on the Phillies at Nats Park tonight. The Orioles lose in Tampa Bay. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 6. 30 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Aaron Nola.
3-2 pitch. That's in there.
The Phillies think they have a potential ace. Jason Worth.
And Worth turns on one.
Has nothing to prove to Nola.
Grand slam on an 0-2 pitch.
Great expectations. Grand experience.
And there is some howling going on.
Catch everything. Nationals, Phillies. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Messin.
Ain't baseball great?
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of Nula Come Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Attention, if you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can help you reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in functional care for those with type 2 diabetes.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, still quite busy to get into town on 395. Delays from the Beltway continue to get you to and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Two incidents that we had on the southeast-southwest freeway in the westbound direction. DDOT crews tell me cleared, but still seeing the delays quite intense off of the 11th Street Bridge, 295 back to the Beltway, Beltway back to Route 5, Branch Avenue. So this has a ripple-down effect, too. Suitland Parkway and the feeder roads trying to get to 295, feeling the effects. Inbound Rhode Island Avenue at Florida Avenue, however, that crash gone. Lanes completely open. Lanes are open on the George Washington Parkway. According to Park Police, they say nothing in the way, just the delay south of 123. Into Reston, we go slow on the toll road. Have a crash just reported now. Eastbound on the Dulles Toll Road as you come up toward Hunter Mill Road. On 7, improving through Lansdowne, the earlier crash eastbound at Claiborne Parkway out of the travel lanes. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Whenever the open, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. You can get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer readings for us today as we climb up through the 80s. Partly cloudy and breezy with widely scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. Cloudy, cooler mid-60s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington, 59 in Frederick, 67 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson. It's Mornings on the Mall, and it's primary day here in Maryland.
Get it out is.
And vote. Joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hello, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, your thoughts on this Cruz Kasich compact that made such news yesterday? We talked about it at length yesterday morning, where they're deciding where they're going to spend their resources in some of these select primaries for the sole purpose of hopefully stopping Donald Trump from getting the requisite number of delegates. Does it sort of buy into Trump's narrative that everyone's working against him?
Well, to some extent it does. I gave it some thought yesterday when it first appeared, but like a lot of things that clutter up my mind, I've cleared my mind of it. It has absolutely no importance whatsoever. In fact, when did I read Kasich's out there telling Indiana voters to vote for him anyway? One newspaper, I think it was the New York Times, described it as fraying already. I mean, come on. This is just silly acts of desperation. Trump is about to sweep today. And by which is, I think, going to clinch everything. It's funny. One of the interesting sub-themes here is that Ted Cruz is so far off message. He spends all his time now lecturing people about the delegate process, which is a subject that only interests, you know, the insiders of the insiders. And Trump wrote a great op-ed piece before New York. I wrote this up in a column, but he basically is made Cruz to be the establishment candidate by defending the establishment's delegate process, which is a terrible process. It's completely opaque. In many cases, it is rigged. It should be abandoned. Reince Priebus should reform it. We should have direct primary votes, direct votes, and winner take all in every single state. Get rid of this 19th century holdover. But Trump is also tying Cruz's support for the delegate process to establishment politics on taxes, on trade, on immigration, and elsewhere. In other words, Trump has managed to turn the tables and link Cruz to the old elite order. And I think that's very clever. We saw that a few days before the New York primary. It worked very, very well there. I think it's continuing to work. And Cruz, you know, Cruz is playing by the rules. I don't deny that. And he's a smart guy. I don't deny that. But he's been completely boxed in by Donald Trump.
Well,
My feeling is this whole thing's over.
Let me ask you about that, because you know the Donald has said it's collusion, they're colluding against me, and he's suggested that there's something improper about that. He said if it were a business deal, you know, I would have a lawsuit. And what I look at is I look at that Kasich and Cruz made a deal, and basically what they did, they made a deal and outsmarted the guy who wrote the art of the deal.
You think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? But what's their deal?
Well, their deal is that it clears the path for Cruz to prevail, you know this, in Indiana, and perhaps have Kasich prevail in New Mexico and Oregon and take away delegates from Donald Trump.
Well, I would just... It kind of reminds me of me talking to you two guys. You know, you're making a deal against me. I mean, it's so hard to get my messages through every Tuesday. Just kidding. Chavis, joke. Just kidding. Look, I will only say this. Not only do I think it's unimportant and will not work, one key reason it will not work is candidates, through press releases, cannot order their supporters to vote for whomever they say vote for. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
It isn't going to work. It's not going to change anything. It just shows their last-minute panic. That's all it shows.
Yeah, I'm certainly with you in that I don't see how it outsmarts Donald Trump necessarily.
I mean,
but
a deal means you win.
I got to say, I'm hearing you talk today, Larry, and it sounds to basically you're basically saying it's over. Trump's the nominee. So I got to ask you, are you happy about that, and are you ready to just march behind Donald Trump as the standard bearer for the Republican Party that you have been so active in since the Reagan years?
Well, look, I have not endorsed anybody because of my CNBC position, where I want to interview everybody. I just interviewed John Kasich, for example, who's an old friend. So, no, I'm not going to make an endorsement.
I'm not asking for an endorsement. I guess what I'm saying is you think it's over. Is it good? Is it good that Donald Trump will be the nominee?
Yeah. I think it is good. Again, this is just my analysis, my commentary. I think Trump is by far the best person to defeat Hillary Clinton. I noticed some new polls are coming out showing that they're almost dead even now, at least in some of these polls, and Trump hasn't really trained his attention on her yet. I mean, Donald Trump's negatives, about which much has been written, have something to do with the fact that these anti-Trump forces have spent $50 million attacking him, and that'll drive up your negatives, at least in the short run. But yeah, I happen to think Trump, I don't agree with Mr. Trump on everything so far. I do agree with his tax approach, but I do think he's the best guy to beat Hillary. Yes, I do, absolutely. That's not, point here, I'm just giving you commentary.
Oh,
that
totally.
Is my analysis.
I totally understand, yeah.
Yeah, you say that poll, we talked about that earlier, that poll from GW University, which is Ed Goaz and Celinda Lake, pretty good pollsters. Mm-hmm. They have a pretty good reputation. Mm-hmm. Shows that it's a 3-point race, and there's a 3-point margin of error. If the election were held today between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that Hillary would lead by about 3 points.
Yes, you know, my friend Rudy Giuliani made a point. He has endorsed Trump, and you know, Rudy said with respect to Hillary versus Cruz, you know, Cruz, very, 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 very conservative with a fairly narrow base, I think, as a result of that. Witness the fact that he's losing every single Northeast primary by quite a bit. And, by the way, it lost the South, too. So his base is narrow. Anyway, Rudy said Cruz's brand of conservatism is like throwing a fastball down the middle. Hillary knows how to hit that out of the park. Trump, on the other hand, is a much different candidate with a much more varied message and a much bigger fighter, much better fighter. And I think that Rudy is right. Hillary has not had anything ever like Trump to face, and that's going to give her a big problem.
All right. I'm sorry. We're going to have to end it right there. Larry Kudlow, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. 844.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
All right, so you got that stomach-twisting mix of anticipation when you're on a thrill ride, right? You know, you're excited about going up, 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 but you know in a moment the fear is going to hit you as you go down the other side of that roller coaster. That's a lot like it is when you retire. You got that excitement about, hey, I'm going to retire. Hey, hot dog. Then you go, oh, but can I actually afford to quit? Well, listen, I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions. He asked that question, can you afford to retire? And you can find out by visiting Larry's website, which is testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not the retirement strategy that you've employed is working. And if it's not working, he'll help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Just dial this number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Or put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the Beltway, Virginia, very slow as you come off of I-95 through Annandale and then off and on 66 toward Tyson's and the American Legion Bridge. But lanes are reported open. 66, we're still in the thick of it here out of Gainesville and toward Manassas, Centerville, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, just heavy and into that sun glare again this morning. 28 northbound through Centerville, north of I-66. Those delays extend up to Wall Road because of a crash there. Now, let's get you in through town. New York Avenue inbound. Really seeing these delays starting to get more intense here as you approach the signal lights at Florida Avenue, continuing to go in on the 3rd Street Tunnel where only one lane of two gets by. Looks like we have a work crew of some sort, or at least an arrow board set up blocking the right lane. George Washington Parkway delays south of 123. Baltimore Washington Parkway lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Last night on MSNBC, there were some town halls there of the Democratic candidates. You had Bernie Sanders facing off with Steve Hayes. Steve Hayes guy still has a TV show. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Steve Hayes, that little pencil neck geek, still has a TV show. Good for him. And then Hillary Clinton with Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow. And a couple of interesting moments that we wanted to tell you about with regard to that. First of all, one thing really quickly that I don't have audio for, but it's a funny thing. This is how tedious the Democrats are on MSNBC. On MSNBC, during the Bernie Sanders town hall, they cut away for a commercial break, and when they came back, they didn't return to Steve Hayes and Bernie Sanders immediately.
Hmm.
They spent 3.5 minutes with Chris Matthews in the studio here in D.C. talking about Donald Trump.
Now it happened.
Talking about what Donald Trump had said earlier that day at a Rhode Island thing about the Cruz Kasich thing. He had a guest on there. I mean, this is in the middle of a town hall for Bernie Sanders, and he went back and forth with a guest about Donald Trump and whether what he said today and whether that's going to be it. He said, okay, well, now we'll go back to this other boring thing that nobody cares about. I found that to be pretty hilarious. Hillary's hilarious. Anyway, a big talk yesterday about unifying the Democratic Party. And Hillary Clinton was asked, you know, what
we just heard Ben Jealous talk about that.
That's right. How are we going to unify? Well, listen to this.
I said, I am supporting Senator Obama because no matter what our differences might be, they pale in comparison to the differences between us and the Republicans. That's what I did. At that time, 40% of my supporters said they would not support him. So from the time I withdrew until the time I nominated him at the convention in Denver. I spent an enormous amount of time convincing my supporters to support him.
And she clearly wants Sanders to do that. She also said there were no preordained conditions on her support. Do you believe that? Does anyone believe that?
No.
No, I don't believe. First of all, she said, here's what we're going to do, Barack, if you want my support. I'm going to be Secretary of State, and you're going to pay off my campaign debt.
Right.
And guess what happened? She became Secretary of State.
And he paid off her campaign
debt.
That's
exactly what he did.
And I'll be there, and I'll be supportive, and I'll destroy your foreign policy. But other than that, I'll be a great Secretary.
And then when I run for president, I'll throw all of it under the bus, I'm sure she will do. Bill's already doing it.
He's doing that, every day.
Sanders responded in his own town hall about that.
We're not a movement where I can snap my fingers and say to you or to anybody else what you should do, because you won't listen to me. You shouldn't. You make these decisions yourself.
That's right. And so he says, listen, it's not like I can snap my fingers and my supporters will go support Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton made some headlines with this promise to Rachel Maddow.
Canada has a new prime minister, Justin Trudeau. He promised when he took office that he would have a cabinet that was 50% women.
Right.
And then he did it. He made good on his promise. Would you make that same pledge?
Well, I am going to have a cabinet that looks like America, and 50% of America is women. Right? So that's a yes.
50% of Hillary Clinton's cabinet will be women.
Yeah. Of course, she has to get elected first.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You can never have too much of a good thing. Or can you? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Fish is a staple of many of the world's healthiest diets, including the Mediterranean diet, one of the best there is. But the results of a massive new study found that eating fish more than 3 times a week during pregnancy was associated with increased risk of childhood obesity. The Greek researchers also found that consuming fish more than 3 times a week was linked to rapid growth of your new baby in the first 2 years of life. Now, findings are in line with recommendations from the Food and Drug Administration, which says that pregnant women should eat fish, but no more than 2 to 3, 8 to 12 ounce servings a week. On one hand, fish is a major dietary source of omega-3 fatty acids, which you want. On the other hand, fish is a common source of exposure to persistent organic pollutants, which may contribute to the development of obesity. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now. 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Hey, you know, Mother's Day is just around the corner next week, as a matter of fact, and I have a great way to show Mom just how much you appreciate her. And by the way, do make the effort to appreciate your mom. I mean, for example, I used to always send my mom Sherry's berries every year. This is the first year I won't be able to do that. I wish I could. You have that opportunity if your mom's still around, so why don't you pick up the phone and call the folks at Sherry's Berries? They got a number that you can call. It's 866-FRUIT-02, or actually the better way to do is just go to the internet and go to their website, berries.com, berries.com. Type in the special secret code, and it's not all that secret, really. I'll tell you what it is. It's my name, Brian Wilson. Type in my name at the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and you'll get a special deal. Here's the only way you get the deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $10 more. It's an exclusive offer for my listeners only. We're talking about berries dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and their signature drizzles. Huge, fresh, juicy, succulent berries. Listen, this is what you need. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter my name, Brian Wilson, and you get the deal. Limited time offer. Mother's Day is next week. Be sure to order now.
Salt, sand, dirt, all gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fiber like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hi, this is Chris Plant, and you need Hadid. Hadid is the name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each and every rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations: Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including rolling and relaying rugs and moving furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia off the Greenway and onto the toll road to Herndon. Rest and slow. Had the earlier crash eastbound toll road near Hunter Mill Road. 66 are still bunched up through Manassas toward Centerville. Northbound 28 Centerville north of 66 near Walney Road. That's where we had the earlier incident. Wilson Bridge back up still near Route 5 Branch Avenue. And then to go north on 295, still stop and go toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Reminder, Maryland, if you're heading into Crofton, closed, and it has been all rush hour. Route 3 southbound closed before Davidsonville Road accident investigation. Northbound lanes open. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun force here today. Breezy and warm with scattered afternoon and evening showers and storms possible. High 87, 55 tonight. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees at 8:56.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Before the first kiss, before the first I love you, well, you have to have the first date. And the first date needs to start with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
You've heard me tell you about our $78 AC tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell. And along the way, we've heard of other companies following in our path. But one thing I've learned, not all air conditioner tune-ups are created equal. In fact, there are a lot of Johnny-come-latelys willing to sell you an air conditioner tune-up. But you'd do just as well to beat it with a broom and shine a flashlight at it. Hi, this is Dave Snell. The Snell AC tune-up is a thorough 20-point process, including a cleaning and safety inspection. It's real value for your hard-earned money, protecting the safety and comfort of your family. My stand-up guys will spend 90 full minutes restoring your home comfort system to factory specs. So before you go and buy an air conditioner tune-up from just anyone, make sure you know exactly what you're paying for. And when in doubt, just call the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Well, listen, coming up tomorrow, we will hash over what happened in the Maryland primaries, and we'll have Maryland analyst Todd Eberle to help us do that. And also, if it's Wednesday, it must be KT McFarland. You don't want to miss that.
Yep, and in 8 hours on Washington's Drive at 5, we'll have a big story, or big coverage of today's primary in Maryland. There's a primary, you know. Hey, Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris. Right. Kind of a primary going on.
Yeah, it's a primary.
Did you know that the North Carolina bathroom law can cause urinary tract infections? Did you know that?
I did not know
and
that.
Kidney infections,
wow.
Too. And people named Pat are having a lot of problems